country while they were in the Grand Palace. The Royal Mint is also located in this area, so you can see some of this part as well. You can spend quite a bit of time in this area, so make sure to leave plenty of time for learning and for exploring. If you do go to visit the Grand Palace, do remember that there is a dress code that is enforced, and if you don't follow this, you will not be allowed into the palace. Take the time to learn what this dress code is when you come to visit. This can often change and be updated so that you are able to wear the right clothes and see the palace. Thing to do number 2, elephant trekking. Elephants are a huge attraction when it comes to Thailand. Some of the biggest and best elephants are present in this area, and they are going to feel like you are in another land just by going back and seeing one. When seeing an elephant in this area, it is always best to see them in their natural environment. This allows you to see how they really look and how they are really going to act, rather than seeing them out on display for everyone to see. To do this, you just need to leave Bangkok and go about 4 hours driving from the area. You will be able to visit the Mahawang Chang Elephant Camp, and you will not be disappointed. At this camp, you are going to have a lot of fun. You can go into the river and take a nice swim with the elephants. Your tour guide is going to be right there taking a ton of pictures for you to take home and show your friends. It is also possible to get on the back of an elephant and walk around in the river to have more fun.